Our Father, Lord, we just come to you this morning, Lord, and I just, our Father, we just want to just come because it's another Sunday. Lord, I just pray that you'll speak through me, Lord, and Lord, I just invite your Holy Spirit to fill this place, your angels to be here, Lord. Lord, speak to us. Speak to our situation, Lord. I pray this in your precious name. Amen. I was praying this whole week that I won't just be standing here and just bring you a message and hope you're going to like it. And that you're just going to hear something and you're going to walk out of here and you're going to forget about it. We're serving a powerful God. And that God is with us right now. Do you believe it? Do you believe that He was faithful? He is faithful. He will always be faithful. Doesn't matter how impossible your situation looks like. Do you believe it? Do I believe it? It's amazing to me, you know, I get opportunity to preach maybe 3 to 4 times a year. And the timing of this, you know, Faith and I, we are facing a massive war right now in our lives with Josie. A lot of uncertainty, a lot of pain, a lot of different things. And I know there are many of you sitting here that are facing massive wars in your life right now. Massive battles you're fighting right now. And the emotion you're experiencing right now and the thoughts you're experiencing is real. You might even feel, God, where are you? Do something. What's going on? What you're experiencing is real. But here's the thing. God knew this is going to happen. He gave us free will. He knew we're going to face wars all the time. But here's the hope that we can hold on to. And so this morning, what we're going to talk about is facing these wars in our lives. And we're going to look at a very simple principle that we battle with each and every day. And it's this principle. It's the distinction between choosing faith or choosing fear. As you face your walls, do you choose faith or do you choose fear? And I'm going to step back for a moment because I want to talk about a distinction between how to versus choose to. See, a lot of times in our lives, we get stuck. And a big reason why we get stuck is because we're trying to figure out how to do it. And it becomes an excuse. It's like, one, if I know how to do it, I will do it. I'll choose to do it. If I just know who to talk to. But we get stuck with the how-to. Like losing weight, for example. If I just know how to do it. The reality is, you're choosing not to. You either choose for it or you choose not for it. There's nothing in between. Choose it first and the how-to will follow. Jesus talks about it in Revelation. He talks about you're not hot, you're neither hot or you're cold, you're lukewarm. And I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. You either choose faith or you choose fear. Now, the reality is, fear is just part of our nature. Fear is always going to come up. But are you going to continue choosing fear in your situation or are you going to choose faith? And as we talk about this, there's actually a metaphor I want to share with you. When I think of fear, I think of a powerboat. The thing with a powerboat or motorboat is you want to see results. You want to get out of here. You want to move. And what you do is you force the water in a certain direction. And your way of being in the beginning might feel like excitement, but there's anxiousness. Your muscles are tight. The problem with a motorboat is you're going to run out of gas. On the other side, it's a sailboat, faith. You can go around the globe in a sustainable way with a sailboat, but here's the trick. You're dependent on the wind. The wind is God. The wind is the Holy Spirit. There's going to come times where there's big storms, or actually the wind stops blowing and you're standing still. You're not seeing results anymore. Are you going to choose to stay on the sailboat, or are you going to get in your motorboat to try and get results? So the way of being in a sailboat is peace. And so what we're going to do this morning is we're going to look at passage in the Bible where somebody was a sailboat. And we're going to learn about his situation, where he faced a wall and how he handled that. As we're going to go through this passage, I'm really going to go through 4 points. And each point's going to represent one word. Okay? So that's kind of how we're going to do this. So, the first word, and we're going to talk about first point, is choose. What we're going to do is we're going to look at 2 Chronicles 20. If you guys have your Bibles, if you want to get that out, it will be on the screen as well. 2 Chronicles 20. King Jehoshaphat, here's a little context. So here's King Jehoshaphat. King Jehoshaphat was the fourth king of Judah. A little bit earlier, Judah and Jerusalem got split. So he was the fourth king of Jerusalem, of Judah. This is around 850 to 875 BC. The chapters before chapter 20 describes that King Jehoshaphat was a great king. He was a good king. He loved the Lord. And God was with him. God blessed him on every side. And then something happened. And this is where we're going to pick up. So we're going to go to verse 2 to 4. So some men came and told Jehoshaphat, "A vast army is coming against you from Edom, from the other side of the sea. It is already in Hazon, Tamar, that is in Gedi." Alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. The people of Judah came together to seek help from the Lord. Indeed, they came from every town in Judah to seek him. A vast army. Something King Joseph has never faced before. What's his first reaction? Verse 3, he was alarmed. Fear kicked in. This is part of our nature. He was alarmed. The fear kicked in. But it goes further. Alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord. He resolved to inquire of the Lord. So what did he do? He chose. Okay, the fear is there, but he chose to inquire of the Lord. He chose to hold on to his faith. He chose to do that. And it's this beautiful picture where he brings all these people together, and King Jehoshaphat standing in front of all of them, and he's praying out loud to God. And we'll pick up a little bit further here. So this is verse 12. O God, will you not judge them? For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. And this is beautiful for me too. All the men of Judah with their wives and children and little ones, stood there before the Lord. Imagine that. Everybody standing there. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. I choose the faith before I know how to or what to do. I choose the faith. Even though we don't know what to do, our eyes are on you. This is the first step. King Jehoshaphat had to choose. So it goes further. As he was talking to this, praying in front of God, in front of this big crowd, the Spirit of God came on a man that was in the crowd. This is where we're going to pick up our second step. Remember. And this is verse 15. He said, so this is the man that was filled with God. Listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem. This is what the Lord says to you. Listen to this. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. This is not your battle. You know, earlier this week, I read, and I think Jeff is maybe going to correct me here because he's kind of a... Anyway, the story that I've been reading is about if somebody is drowning, okay, you have three options. So there's three possible options to save this person. The first one is you take a piece of log and you hit them over the head. Don't say anything, okay? Hit them over the head. They're unconscious. You grab them, boom, boom, boom. You save them. Second option is you wait until they are totally exhausted. They literally fly the white flag. They give up fighting. Grab them, you save them. If you're going to try to save that person, if they still have fight in them, chances are good that you're going to drown with that person you're trying to save. God wants to save you. And He wants to save me. But when are you going to stop fighting? When are you going to throw that white flag? Remember who God is. Remember who you are. This is God's battle. And He wants to save you. I was thinking also earlier, I think I upset Jeff there. Maybe that wasn't it. Have a good camp, guys. I won't take that personal. Earlier this week, Josie, we were cutting up an avocado. Avocado. And Josie picked out this bit, and he lifted it up. He's like, this is a big bit. I'm like, okay, Josie. And he keeps saying, this is a big bit. I'm like, Josie, okay. In South Africa, we have much bigger avocados than this, okay? And the pits are much bigger, okay? And he keeps going. He's like, this is a big pit. This is a big pit. And I'm like, and inside of me, I'm like, you are 3 years old. What do you know? What do you know? But I'm not going to say it. But here's the thing. That afternoon, I thought to myself, wow, this is exactly what I'm doing to God. In this battle that I'm in this war that I'm facing, I'm like, God, come. This needs to happen. Where are you? What are you doing? Oh, by the way, I'm almost 39 years old. I'm almost 70 years old. Can you imagine what's going through God? Like, try eternity. You telling me what to do? Remember who God is. Remember who you are. Bring us to our next point. It's worship. Now, as we're going to go to the next passage, verse 18, Jehoshaphat bowed with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem fell down in worship before the Lord. Then some Levites from the Kohathites and the Korahites stood up and praised the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud voice. Fell down. Worship. And the passage actually goes further, where the next morning when they got the troops together and they're going forward, it was saying that he sent men ahead of them. They were singing praises to God. They were worshiping God without seeing results yet. But here's the thing. Worship is a result of choosing faith and remembering who you are. And choosing to worship God. Worship Him. Doesn't matter what the result's going to be. And I was wrestling a little bit with this. So I did a little bit of a study around. I looked at the word. Well, actually, I didn't look. I found somebody else who did that. Looked at the word faith, but specifically the Greek word around power around faith. And what's fascinating, there are two ways that that shows up in the Bible. The one way the word faith shows up is like dynamite. It's power. It's like what happened with Jehoshaphat here. I mean, the very next morning, as they were walking to go in battle, suddenly they just see thousands of dead bodies. Because what happened that night, all these different regions start fighting against each other. Because remember, it's God's battle. And they just walked and there it is. So they prayed the one day, the next day, like dynamite. God just poof. But sometimes, it's not like that. Sometimes that faith is a very slow faith. You listen to a guy like Joseph, thrown into a pit, sold by his brothers. The story continues, ends up in prison for something he didn't even do. He didn't see dynamite results right away. How long did that take? Abraham. The list goes on and on and on. Don't be discouraged if you don't see results right now. This is hard. Do you choose to worship God? Doesn't matter when the result's going to come. Now, last point, sense. I'm going to read the last two verses of this chapter. The fear of God came upon all the kingdoms of the countries when they heard how the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. Listen to this. This is so beautiful. And the kingdom of Jehoshaphat was at peace, for his God had given him rest on every side. In your current situation where you are facing wars right now, do you sense peace inside of you? Peace is a direct, again, it's connected to that you choose faith, that you remember who God is, that you worship Him, you'll have peace. Faith showed me a video the other night of this Australian couple, young couple, they're expecting their first child. And they literally, they chose, listen, we're not going to let fear at any point creep in. We're going to choose faith whatever happens. And throughout the pregnancy, they just have this incredible peace over them. Peace and calm. And the day came and she gave birth. And they just had so much peace. They just had so much peace. And then they started facing a war they never thought was going to happen. Suddenly, this little girl's lungs collapsed. And one thing happened after the other. And the last thing that happened was her heart stopped beating. It happened for 4 minutes. As this was happening, they were sitting in a little room. They can hear all the doctors running around. They can hear all the machines. They're sitting in the room. It's the husband and the wife and a nurse. And the husband looked at his wife and said, "We need to trust God here. We cannot let the fear come in. Let's pray." And they held hands and they prayed. And after 4 minutes, they could hear how the machine went on and the heart started beating again. But it didn't stop here. A couple days later, the little girl, she's not responding. A couple days later, the doctor sat down. He said, "I don't know how to tell you this. But this little girl is brain dead. She's not responding. It's been days." And the husband looked at the doctor and said, "Doctor, what will change your mind?" He said, "Well, she needs to open her eyes." He said, "Doctor, be ready to be astonished, because my God is going to open her eyes. And we're not going to let fear come in this situation. And by the way, doctor, what can I pray for you?" Start praying for the doctor. Days went on. Nothing happens. Little girl, not moving. And then suddenly, little Gabriella opened her eyes. But it was not just the eyes that opened. Her collapsed lungs went to normal. Her heart started beating normally. Everything shifted. Now, this is what the husband said after this all happened. He said, "The world is looking to see how Christians go through difficult trials and have incredible peace." I mean, think about it. That's what's different between us and the rest of the world. So we have this hope. We can choose. We believe this. We have faith. And as a result of that, we can have peace. Now, it's not all the time like this where dynamite faith can give a dynamite result. It doesn't always happen that way. But peace. Do you have peace? Do you have peace? So I want you for a moment, I want you to think about the battle that you are facing right now, the war that you are facing. I want to invite you to choose. If you feel like the fear has been taken over, choose to put your faith in here. Choose to trust God. Don't be a little bit here. Don't be a little bit here. Choose fully to be here. Remember. Remember who you are. Remember who God is. Remember this is His battle. Remember that He knows best. and worship Him. Doesn't matter what the result is, if you see the result right away or not. Worship Him. And lastly, sense, you know, do you have that peace? So what we're going to do is just in the next couple of minutes, probably the next 5 minutes or so, what I want to invite you to do, Andrew, maybe, where's Andrew? If you want to come up. And then also maybe, Caroline, Faith, Dom, and Scott, if you guys just want to find a spot at the back, that'd be great. The one thing about faith is slowing down. Fear is we get happy feet and we want to get away. When we slow down, when we spend time in God's Word, when we pray, our faith gets expanded, it gets stronger. This is a moment for us to kind of really slow down. And so, next couple minutes, if you got, we just, by yourself, just softly, we're going to pray. I'm going to invite you to just pray to God. Bring your war, bring your battle to God. Slow down. And then I really want to encourage, if there are some of you that are facing a war that's really overwhelming you, we have four people here at the back that wants to pray with you right now. There's so much power in praying together and trusting God. So if you feel like as you're praying, you want to pray with somebody, just go back. Just pick somebody here and just start praying with them. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just open us in prayer. And then we're going to have some silence for about 5 minutes. Let the Holy Spirit lead you and direct you. And then after 5 minutes, I will close us. Father, Lord, we just come to you, Lord. You know what's going on in our lives. You know the walls we are facing. Lord, we know how much you love us. Father, we just want to surrender to you. Lord, and we just come on our knees this morning. Lord, we just want to become quiet in front of you. Lord, show us. Holy Spirit, speak to us. Just take some time just to be with God. Just pray with Him. Spending time with Him. Trust you. We love you, Lord. Thank you.
Father, Lord, you work in impossible situations. You love us so, so deeply. You know us so well, each one of us. Our Father, we come to you this morning. We ask that you'll forgive us. Forgive our sins, Lord. Forgive the ways that we choose something else, Lord, but you. Oh, Lord, help us. Lord, just touch our situations, Lord. You know the walls we're facing. Well, thank you that we can choose. Thank you for sending your Son. Thank you for your Holy Spirit to guide us and direct us. We need you, Lord. We need you so much. Well, thank you that we can be aware of who you are, Lord, and who we are. Thank you for what you're doing in our lives, Lord. Thank you for the stories that's being written. Lord, help us to live our lives with more peace and trust in you, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord. We worship you. And we give you all the praise. And all God's people say, Amen.